Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, kicking into gear, advanced medicine, Star Wars Day. Hooray, Star Wars Day. Did John Williams do the disco version there? John Williams, the great symphony guy? John Williams didn't do that, did he?
Well, the original, but this was the disco version, which I had completely forgotten about, but I totally remember being a kid by a group called Nico.
Right.
And it was called Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk.
That is so cool. I remember that because they played up on the bar theme. Remember that? That was a big... Oh, man. Just remember, 10 years old, right? 11 years old, 12 years old, however old you were. Six years old if you were a Super Don. I don't know how old you were. But it was Star Wars, right? The original.
Standing in line, waiting to see Star Wars. And, man, you know what?
Times.
The trailers for the new one coming out have just got people falling all over the place. The last one. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are just crying.
Right. If you don't know what we're talking about, you're not nerds like us. May the 4th be with you. May 4th is unofficially worldwide Star Wars Day, evidently, because it sounds like May the Force be with you. Somebody said that was something like kind of a congratulatory message in advance to Margaret Thatcher when she was running for election or something, a re-election. It was on the 4th of May, and they said, May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, I think that's so. The Great Britain, they're Star Wars fanatics over the pond in UK.
Worldwide, it's a great movie.
Yeah, ignore the first, second three, if you will, which are now 1, 2, and 3. Ignore them. Maybe they'll get back to mythic proportions in the next thing. You know what we should, because we're gonna slaughter sacred cows today. Maybe we should slaughter sacred Jar Jar Binks cows today. Just in honor.
Are you one of those Jar Jar Binks haters too?
Yeah, totally. Totally. He ruined it. It was like there's no purpose in that. It was like, it's kiddie Star Wars. It's just it wasn't the same mythic element.
It was weird. I'll agree.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. But may the 4th be with you. And we're not. I wish we were talking about the 4th Amendment. That's what we should be talking about. That's part of the Bill of Rights, the 4th Amendment out of 10, which, by the way, the Bill of Rights granted you no rights. Not even the 4th, but the 4th was important because of the 10 Bill of Rights. It was designed to prohibit the government from unwarranted, if you will, unreasonable searches and seizures. You know, keeping you safe and sound and unmolested by government. Of course, that didn't happen in the old republic. It hasn't happened in the new republic. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more. So what are we going to do? From the 4th Amendment to the sacred cows that we do have to slaughter, my apologies to any Buddhists out there. This is a very important issue to discuss, and we've talked about it for years. The question is, those people that, Super Don, you like to make fun of, the pseudo-skeptics, is that what you're calling the pseudo-skeptics?
You know, they make fun of themselves. I just help them out a little bit.
But right, yes, you help them out. But the point is, what are they going to do now? Because we've got, it's just like on in overload now. On May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day, peer-reviewed literature fallen down by the wayside. Sacred cows are being slaughtered. That sacred cow of modern medicine, the medical monopoly, the pharmaceutical industrial complex is peer review. The science says, wrong answer, Hans. What is it? The peer review system doesn't work. It's a sacred cow ready to be slaughtered. Who said that? Not RSV. A former editor of the British Medical Journal. That's right. The peer review process. It's a sacred cow that should be slaughtered. That's the British Medical Journal. That's not like the Journal of Junk Science in my basement. This is the BMJ. Richard Smith, he edited the British Medical Journal for over 10 years. He says there is no evidence that peer review was a good method of detecting errors, and claimed that most of what is published in journals is just plain wrong or nonsense.
He used the word nonsense. That is a pseudo-skeptic word right there.
Right. No, but the thing is, what are they going to do now? Super Don, the poor pseudo-skeptics, they're going to be gone. Who do they yell at? They can't yell
at
me anymore.
They'll yell at him. They're going to say he's a quack and a crank, and he's just lost his mind, and he's gone to the dark side, which is actually kind of ironic. But
yeah. Oh, wait, that's a snoring sound. That was wrong. Speaking at a Royal Society event earlier this week, he said an experiment conducted during his time at the British Medical Journal in which 8 deliberate errors were included in a short paper sent to 300 reviewers. I guess this is an homage to the movie 300, where they do slaughter a lot of sacred cows. They exposed how easily the peer review process could fail, utterly, miserably, terribly fail. What happened? Okay, they sent it out to 300 officially approved peer reviewers, 8 purposeful mistakes in the paper. No one found more than 5. The median or average was 2 of the reviewers that found. On the average, they found 2 out of the 8, and 20% of those reviewers, 300. What is 20% of 300? Anybody? Work that up, Super Don, and get back to me. 20% of 300 didn't find any errors, even though 8 were purposefully put in to be discovered. Whew. Oh, this is not looking good. And it gets worse. It gets worse. This guy, Dr. Smith, oh my God, edited the BMJ from 1991 to 2004. He says this. I wish I had a drum roll. If peer review was a drug, it would never get on the market because we have lots of evidence of its adverse effects and don't have evidence of its benefit.
Ouch.
Ow, ooh, ow, ow, pseudo-skeptics bleeding all over. What are you going to do, bleed on me? Yeah, evidently, Dr. Richard Smith is bleeding all over peer review. And then he goes further. That's not even, where does it go? It's time, where are we, so, we talk to Stager Krause on May the 4th be with you. Moo, peer review. It's time to slaughter the sacred cow, he said. While
that would
he acknowledged,
that would be peer remu. Moo. Remu.
Peer remu.
Yeah. Okay.
He said it would likely be too bold a step for a journal editor to take, but he encourages, let's just put it out of its misery. Now, what are our liberal lefty religious worshippers of peer-reviewed science going to do now? Well, you might be able to call Richard Smith, what is it called, Dr. Smith, a quack. And this is not the same Dr. Smith from, what was that science fiction show? You know, we got to do all sci-fi today.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Dr. Smith! No, it's not that Dr. Smith. But let's go back to the New England Journal of Medicine editor, Dr. Marcia Angel, from none other than Harvard Medical School. She was the author of The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us, and What to Do About It. God rest her soul. She's no longer with us. I interviewed her on the Robert Scott Bell Show many years ago before she obviously passed away. We don't have seances on the show. She was editor-in-chief of the New England Journal. We're going to have a seance for peer-reviewed journals in medicine because it's done. It's dead. She was editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, arguably one of the most respected medical journals on Earth. On Earth! probably Mars too. She says this: it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the medical clinical research that is published, or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reach slowly and reluctantly over my 2 decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. So, do they call her a quack and a kook, even though she's not here to defend herself? Because they got two now they got to go after.
Well,
yeah.
Interesting. Two people went to the dark side. All right.
Well, the third time's the charm, my friends. My lovelies. I'll get you, my pretty. Most scientific papers are probably wrong. No, say it isn't so. This is in August 2005, this was said. I mean, we're going, playing all the hits today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, going back to the origin of Star Wars. May the Force be with you. Most scientific papers are probably wrong. This was a New Scientist. Kurt Kleiner wrote it. Most published scientific research papers are wrong, according to this analysis. cough, cough. Can I say this? Problems with experimental and statistical methods mean that there is less than a 50% chance that the results of any randomly chosen scientific paper are true. Oh, I don't think I'll walk again. John Ioannidis.
Are you okay?
I feel like the knight who was taken out limb by limb in Monty Python.
Oh, the Black
Holy
Knight.
Grail.
Yes.
The Black Knight. What are you going to bleed on me? It's like, come back, you son of a silly person. I can still get you. But you've been taken apart. It's just a flesh wound, you silly. You know, it's not a flesh wound. It's a mortal wound. You're done. You're bleeding all over. We can't stop the bleeding. John Ioannidis, an epidemiologist at the University of Ioannina School of Medicine in Greece, says that small samples, poor study design, researcher bias, and selective reporting and other problems combine to make most research findings. Wrong answer, Hans. False. But even large, well-designed studies are not always right, meaning that scientists and the public have to be wary of reported findings. Quote, unquote, now, we should accept that most research findings will be refuted. Some will be replicated and validated. The replication process is more important than the first discovery. Uh-oh, this is big trouble for all our quackbuster dummies. Because guess what? Remember the observations that Dr. Wakefield made about iatrogenic enterocolitis, kids following the MMR shot, and autism? Well, that study, that observation, has been replicated many times. Right there in the journals, they say it's more important to replicate than it is to get peer-reviewed. Uh-oh. Is that the death knell? Should we play some violins for the peer-reviewed journalists and the journalists and the quackbusters?
Just a tiny one.
Ouch!
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin markets, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apparently was not reverent enough to the Church of Medical Mysticism. As we downed their, well, we ate their, I'm sorry, vegetarians, but we ate their sacred cow and spit it right back up. It was so not tasty. It was just burnt to a crisp. It was so done. I'm so mean. Robert Scott Bell, you're so mean to modern medicine. Ah, you're so, no reverence. No worship. Yeah, well, that's just the beginning, my friends. We have Dr. Rashi Bittar joining us a little later in the show. It's Advanced Medicine, as we do every Monday to kick off the week together. Of course, if you missed yesterday, we really kicked off the week, and it was a rockin' show. We previewed Autism One coming up in Chicago, and many other things we did. You can go to the archives at GCN or National News Radio and many other places around the globe. Will the sun rise tomorrow, Super Don, now that sacred peer-review cows have been slaughtered on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
I don't know. Tomorrow, we'll just have to see. It's a new hope. It.
Sing me some Annie. Come on.
I'm not going to sing it.
Sing me some Annie.
Singing that? That's what you do. You sing
I Annie. Command thee. Sing me some Annie. The sun will come out. All right. All right. Enough irreverence. Let's get serious here.
Okay.
What? You're not helping me out here at all, you know. Dragging me down like an anchor in the sacred cow sludge. I know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in, the universes. And if you try this at home, you'll get hurt. You'll have to call me. I'll send you some Arnica, some advanced Arnica from Dr. Frank King of King Bio. So, a couple of stories. We do have a medical kidnap story.
Maybe we could talk about this with Dr. Batar. I don't want to go into it heavily here today, but I will say if you read this story over at Medical Kidnap, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, the CBS threatened to kidnap a 7-year-old in California when the parents tried to transfer her to another hospital. I mean, it's a brutal story of vicious misdiagnosis, Dravet syndrome, which turned out to be gastrointestinal damage that manifested as seizure activity. And they figured it out, but there were some rough patches along the way. They tried to take the kid, and they finally got a lawyer and got some medical, some alibis, if you will, to go after CPS and to back them down. And so there's a good news ending to the story, but it isn't easy, especially if you have no means to hire people to defend you on your behalf in the legal profession when CPS comes running after you or your children. But take a look at that a little later. Maybe we can talk about it some more. That's the CBS story of the day. This is interesting here. Obamacare. You know, we have been on the front burner of predicting it would fail, it would collapse in and of its own weight, because it was built upon a system that was collapsing on its own weight already. That is the modern medical monopoly. Remember one of the reasons why they were going to pass Obamacare, at least we were told, it's going to reduce emergency room visits because poor people that have no insurance are stuffing up the ER because they're coming in with hangnails because they don't have medical insurance to go to a regular doctor in a regular doctor's office, right? That's what we were told. Well, looks like it didn't happen that way. The reliance on emergency care remains stronger than ever, says Michael Girardi, president of ACEP. Basically, the poll is suggesting that ER visits are actually rising under Obamacare. They thought it would be better, but in fact, it hasn't changed a thing. If anything, it's gotten worse. Any surprises, Super Don? Surprised, yeah, even a little bit?
I don't think we're surprised. But
we're,
I mean,
not surprised.
What a bummer, right? I mean, they've been doing everything they can to try and make this Obamacare look like it's been a success. Mm-hmm. You know, twisting the numbers and inflating the, you know, the rates and all that stuff and everything like that, trying to put out all the fires. And this is the first year that the doctors have noticed a difference, and they're sitting there waiting for it to get better, and they look at it and oh, wait a minute, it's worse. Hold on a second.
There's more people than ever. Damian Alagia, chief physician executive for Kentucky One Health, told USA Today that ER professionals aren't ready for the continued influx of patients. We're seeing an uptick pretty much across the system in our emergency rooms. Obamacare, Obamacare, why hath you forsaken us, Obamacare? This is just a crazy day, isn't it? May the 4th be with you. It's all failing. The old republic, the old institutions, as we predicted. Not that we're happy about it. We're not dancing a jig on it. But listen, it was inevitable. What do you think? But nobody asked me. You can if you'd like. I'm at 866-939-2355. If the phones are working, we're here. Another hour and a half or so to go of a live broadcast. Check it out. GCN, our syndicator, National News Radio, and more. How about gluten intolerance? Is it really gluten intolerance, or could it be something else? We got more refinement on our perspective on what that gluten intolerance really, really, truly is. And chickens dying from what? Not what you think.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Bertiero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies, so this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand as hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I got my lightsaber. I'm standing up, and it's radio time. Robert Scott Bell. It's the fourth be with you.
It's as irreverent as it ever gets. Super Don doesn't know what's going to happen next. I can hear him. He's like, uh-oh. What's he going to do now? It's a dump button ready, Daniel.
I'm hiding under the chair. Like, what?
Yeah. He's puckering. Is there a coffee in my... What is that, Super Don, above your head? No, it's not. Hey! I know.
Gluten intolerance. How long have we been talking about gluten intolerance? Not being gluten intolerant. There are people that have a religious belief about celiac as well, right? And they suffer. They do. I don't doubt that. But as I've talked about in so many cases, it's not celiac. It's something else. The question is, are you drinking what Monsanto's feeding you? Are you eating it? That's the better question. Because it could be that you're not gluten intolerant, but you're poison intolerant. Great article here at a place called expand-your-consciousness.com. I don't know that group, but they published this evidently on my birthday. We just now found it, Super Don. Sounds like it's a Richard Pearl School of Producing.
Yeah,
actually,
no,
I found that. That's not your bad. It's my bad. I found it. Or somebody did. I don't know. Maybe you aren't gluten intolerant. Maybe you're just tolerant to glyphosate. Huh? What? Well, we talked about wheat being not so much wheat like it used to be. We talked about the fact that maybe it's hybridized. Maybe it's not necessarily genetically engineered as the way they've done other things. But, in fact, even if it's not GMO wheat, if it's not organic, it may be carrying things you didn't realize. As you find out that these farmers that are trying to bring things to market cheaper, faster, more expensively for you, or cheaply for them, that the standard wheat harvest protocol in the United States is now to drench the wheat fields with Roundup several days before the combine harvesters work through the fields, as withered, dead wheat plants are less taxing on the farm equipment and allows for an earlier, easier, and bigger harvest. Yes, that's right, my friends. Even without genetically modifying anything except glyphosate, they spray the glyphosate on the wheat before it's harvested to make it easier on the machines. Screw the people! We got to save the machines! I'm telling you, this Terminator genocide,
yeah,
I don't
say,
know.
Now it sounds like Terminator.
I know! This Terminator Day. May the Terminator be with you, because basically Monsanto is Skynet on the ground, drenching the wheat so you can eat and destroy your gut and get celiac, which you don't have. You have inflamed, exploded gut. They're cutting you like a knife. A million knives coming in with each grain of wheat that you eat, if it's not certified organic or grown by you or a farmer that you know, that does not drench the wheat in Roundup before it's harvested. Just think about this. How does that, I mean, it's about the machines. We got to keep those machines doing the wheat thing, but what about the people? Oh, screw them. Well, why are you growing the wheat? Well, ultimately it's for the people. Well, if you're going to kill all the people, who's going to buy your wheat? I don't know. I don't know. But the machines are going to be good. You know, when Sarah Connor shows up, I'll tell her, no worries, we're good, we don't need her. Dude, man, we're living in a crazy, crazy time. And I just now figured it out. I know, I'm slow to the party. I admit, I'm slow to the party. But I'm glad Super Don is with me just to hold my hand.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm thinking, like, okay, so yeah. If Monsanto was the Terminator, then we'd go up to Sarah Connor and say, come with me if you want to die, right?
Yes. Come with me. Drink my wheat or whatever.
Glyphosate. Good for you.
Wait a minute. How do we go from Terminator to Yoda?
Was Yoda not in the Terminator movies?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Yoda. No, there's a new one coming out, maybe. I don't know.
Hold me back.
No. The Organic Consumers Association said glyphosate is the most widely used herbicide in the world. According to the EPA, at least 208 million tons of Roundup were sprayed on GE crops. That's not General Electric. Genetically engineered crops. Lawns and roadsides in the year 2006, 7, and 7. In 2007, as much as 185 million pounds of glyphosate was used by U.S. farmers, double the amount used just 6 years ago. Grow your own food. My God, has it gotten through your head yet? We've got to find a way, because these Yahoo corporate farmers are not doing the right thing, and you can't expect that they will, especially as the government makes it cheaper and easier to use these things rather than to go organic, which is more expensive, burdensome, and difficult, but the right thing to do. Where's Wilford Brimley?
Robert, what are you going to say to all the people that are saying that, look at all of the studies that say that it's safe?
You mean the ones we just trashed? Because you couldn't believe any of the studies. Yeah, you know now. You know what I'm talking about now. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, we come back to the Silver Aloe Protocol. Those of you who haven't read the book TMB and RSV wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, it's listed right in there. the gut recovery protocol, utilizing the bioactive silver hydrosol, mixed with some good, clean, organic aloe, preferably raw, fresh, frozen but fresh, so it's not pasteurized or preserved with killer stuff, right? And we drive that into the gut three times a day prior to meals, empty stomach. And we see the downregulation of inflammation, the upregulation of tissue regrowth, healthy epithelial tissue. We see what else? The eradication of dysbiosis, yeast, etc. And, of course, we can use adjuncts like L-glutamine. We can use minerals like silica or silicon. We can use homeopathic formulations like I like from King Bio, like the upper GI and lower GI recovery, even homeopathic candida formulas. There are a number of ways to go, a number of things to do. And these are the things that reverse the damage. But if you continue, if you insist on eating the glyphosate sponges that are now called wheat, modern wheat, non-organic, you're basically reigniting the fire that we keep putting out while we restore patchwork style the health of that lining that protects you from the outside world that Monsanto is so eager to destroy, to create the people who are dependent upon peer-reviewed literature that is bogus for drugs that don't work, and then in fact give you 10 other diseases for which you will be given at least 10 other drugs. Do I describe a world that has gone insane yet? Am I making sense about the world in which we are living here in the Western world that has adopted modern medical monopoly? And those of you in California on the left coast voting Democrat, all I can say is shame on you if you're still fooled to think that they're for the people. I know that a lot of Republicans aren't either, but in this case, Democrats of California, what have you wrought? A medical police state if SB 277 passes. We'll get to that with Dr. Rasha Bitar in a little while. Oh, I remember that sound. You know what that means. It's time for a bird flu update.
What? Bird flu?
Yeah, we haven't had a bird flu update in a long time. I was
thought
missing
that
them.
Was over with years ago.
Over and done and back again. The bird flu's back and it's going to be trouble. Ooh-la, ooh-la. The bird flu's back.
We love bird flu for dinner.
Chickens are dying from bird flu. Is a virus or Monsanto to blame? Oh, no, Monsanto's in this one, too. Dadgnammit, Super Don. I wanted one story that had nothing to do with Monsanto. It's not happening yet.
And you picked the wrong one.
No, you feel my pain. On May 1st, 2015, Iowa governor declared a state of emergency after a number of chicken farms were experiencing an outbreak of bird flu, which led to the culling of millions of chickens as a precautionary measure to curb the outbreak. Well, the mainstream media is hyping this as the end of the world as we know it, except that it's not happening on organic, free-ranging farms. It's happening on factory farms. The factory farms, the CAFOs. The things that Joel Salatin has warned us all about, and yet they want to kill your birds. Just like in Vietnam during the bird flu years ago, they went all over Asia, Southeast Asia, and said, we're going to take all the backyard chickens and slaughter them based on the bogus claim that all chickens were infected. And in that way, we can bring our factory farm chickens into Asia, but they're here as well in the United States. And the message is that you can't feed chickens GMO food drenched in Roundup. It destroys the microbiome. It destroys the immune system. And what do you expect is going to happen? Oh, yes, they'll call it the bird flu because it's birds and they have flu-like symptoms. Give them scabby flu. Right? We've got stockpiles at the Pentagon. Isn't this an urgent emergency? Just call on Super Chicken to deliver the scabby flu to all the little chickens in factory farms. I feel bad for the factory farm chickens, I do. But this was the inevitable result of feeding them poison. Just like the story of, we're all celiac now. No, if you consume toxic poison that inflames and destroys the gut lining, call it what you will, irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's, or celiac, care not for the name. The cause is the same. And it's not a genetically modified rose that's smelling sweet. Roundup destroys the immune system. It destroys the microbiome. It punches holes in your gut. It alters the gut ecology to the point where you become your own living pesticide factory, as these chickens are. But, of course, the bird flu hysteria is going to what? Induce, incite vaccine hysteria.
What's the rock band that did Hysteria? Was it the name of an album or a song? Hysteria.
That was an album that was done by Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. Where's some Def Leppard when you need it? Daniel, where's some Def Leppard, buddy? We need Daniel's Hysteria.
Like, well, right? Poor Leppard. How come he's deaf?
No, he's not deaf, and it's the chickens. It's the Monsantos. And, of course, it's not Hysteria. It's literally Monsanto killing the biological life forms, the carbon-based units of the planet, so that the machines can take over. We really are living in Terminator Genesis times. The Fourth Amendment is gone. May the Fourth be with you. Yeah, living in science fiction la-la land. Listen, I love a good science fiction story as much as the next guy, but please don't let your excitement for Star Wars overwhelm your ability to think clearly about the food that you're going to eat. A lightsaber is not going to save you. You're not going to have enough copper tops to really run the lightsaber. Come back. If you want to use a lightsaber, if you still have the battery power to do it, use that lightsaber to till the soil somehow, right? Start digging in the ground, getting rid of the drenched glyphosate-infested grasses that communities are mandated to use because they all want to look green, but yet you can't use anything from the yard because it's become poison. Appointed session of the Robert Scott Bell Show here. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. May the 4th be with you. Call us, 866-939, if you dare. 866-939-BELL, if you dare. That's 2355. All right. Super Don, do you need a potty break?
Sure.
If you do, go now.
Okay.
And Daniel, make sure you manage the microphone because we don't want to hear it. All right, stick around. RobertScottBell.com, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and all our wonderful sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I just posted it, huh?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, am I getting carried away today, Super Don? Just so excited about the 4th of May. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Something
that's
in the
fine.
Water.
That's fine.
Have I been eating my glyphosate-infested crops? No. No, I haven't. I guess
you've
I'm just
been eating, you've been eating those special brownies today.
Special brownies. No glyphosate. Monsanto's dream, pro-GMO Dark Act, comes to Congress. What is the Dark Act? Do you have the actual name of the Dark Act? Have you seen that? Can you find it? It's just there's so many words, too many words in that article. This relates to a question of the day, by the way. I meant to get to last segment at robertscottbell.com. You can see it there. Larry G. is asking, I was wondering if you guys were tracking the Dark Act and if the resurrection of this bill is truly as dangerous as it seems. The Dark Act. I mean, how perfect is that to ask me a question about the Dark Act on the day of the dark side?
The dark side, yes. Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Yes, but basically what is it doing? Prohibiting the states from implementing mandates on manufacturers that continue to put genetically modified ingredients in their food.
Right. Now, Dark Act, what that stands for is Deny Americans the Right to Know.
Exactly. That's the appropriate thing. And go back and listen to, I think the last week, I mean, we talked about it because Jonathan has, written legislation, I believe it was in Maine or Vermont, somewhere where it actually passed the first GMO law and withstood judicial challenge, because Jonathan knows what to do. He's the GMO Dragon Slayer, too, by the way, not just FDA, which is very good. But, we were talking about factory farms, and in Texas, there was a council meeting, right? They have council meetings. Everybody has microphones, and they do their stuff. Usually, it's not very exciting. Not a lot to talk about that's very interesting. But this particular council meeting, they were actually talking about, what's going on with these resistant
strains of microbes like Clostridium difficile. Let's give a listen. Let's turn on that microphone, Super Don.
I have a high school friend whose three-year-old son almost died from C. diff, and he will be dealing with the consequences of that for the rest of his life. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of command.
What is going on in that council meeting? There's no peeing at council meetings. What is that?
Apparently, one of the councilmen excused himself from the hearing and walked over to the restroom and pulled a Leslie Nielsen. He forgot to turn off his microphone.
Wireless microphone. They're talking about antibiotic resistant infections. And maybe let's see if they can hold it together, because now they got to talk about factory farms. That's what this is serious business here at the council meeting in Georgetown, Texas.
There are not any CAFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be...
I can't go on.
You got to love this. When you watch video, the lady, she's the pro tem mayor.
Yeah.
And she just literally loses it and cannot finish speaking.
You got to see this. Yeah, go to robertscottbell.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, as we always try to do, send it out to you so you know what gets inspired or inspires us to laugh a little bit along the way as we cover some very serious issues here. And that reminds me, years ago when I was doing things with the American Academy of Clinical Homeopathy, my mentor was teaching with me. I think it was either a pharmacist group or it was a retail group. I don't recall which. And it was a break, and he had a break. I was continuing to teach, and a similar circumstance ensued. No, thankfully, I don't have it on tape, although it might exist somewhere. But he forgot to turn his wireless mic off too, and we heard the same thing, and we were all looking at each other, cracking up, and it was like, How do you say? Make sure you turn off the mic before you go to the potty. Okay. Unless you're on a reality TV program where you know it's all scripted. I think that actually was a genuine goof. Kind of
scripted.
Funny as well.
Reality? You mean reality TV isn't real?
Well, and wrestling is, of course.
Oh man.
I know. Maybe some sanity can be restored to the Robert Scott Bell Show because Dr. Roshan Bitar is scheduled to do some advanced medicine with us next hour. Thank you to all y'all for being with us. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberties right here 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And we got a whole other hour to go. Hang on to your hat, put on your seatbelt, or live a little dangerously. Put your head out the window, but don't be going. Stay in park if you do that. We'll be right back. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.